So, ooh, pardon me. I'm out.
You're horrible.
I am horrible. I'm out for dinner with Ray Friesen, who is the wonderful man behind Don't Eat Any Bugs.
Hi, internet.
Internet stuffs. Say, you've already said hello.
No.
And we were we're having dinner. We've been discussing a project today, and there was this family sat at the table to the right of us.
To the left of me.
To the left of you. Yeah, but you're not real. You're an abstract concept.
I'm metaphorical.
Yes. The pool was abstract. So they were there with a screaming, wailing child. And it wasn't a child who was upset. This was just a child who thought it would be fun to scream in the restaurant. So you hear the mother say, "If you don't stop screaming, I will spank you," right here in the middle of the restaurant. And then the child screams again, and the mother's all, "Oh, don't think I won't do it." And this ensues for, I think, half an hour? Something like
that?
Child does not stop screaming at all. And eventually they took the child away.
They did once, but that was to breathe.
Yes. They took the child away, and well, the reason they took the child away is because they actually finished their meal, they paid for it, and they were going home.
As people do.
As people do. So the question remains, why do parents think they can make a threat to their child? Like, if you don't stop doing this obnoxious, annoying thing, I will spank you, and then not follow through on it. What lesson are they teaching their kids then under those circumstances?
You can get away with anything, Billy.
Exactly.
Go rob some banks.
Exactly, you know? And this is how we end up with, you know, the
Actually, it was a girl, so it probably wasn't Billy.
Well, you're speaking generally, not of that particular child. Metaphorically, if you will. Except not metaphorically, just the other one.
Interdimensionally,
thank you very much. In a parallel universe, it was a screaming boy named Billy. So why? I mean, I'm not even a parent. I mean, I'm 23 years old. I do not plan on having kids at any point in the near future or in the foreseeable future.
In the future at all?
I don't know. I don't. At the moment, certainly, I'm not interested in having kids. And it just seems to me like it's incredibly counterproductive to say this is a thing I'm going to tell my kids, and then I'm not going to do anything about it. They didn't have to spank the child. They could have, you know, walked the child out to the car.
Pinching
is Ray's suggestion, but if it had been me, I would have said, "Right, you're coming with me." We'd go out to the car. I'd strap the kid into the child seat, and we'd just sit there for a couple of minutes.
What parents should do is just have a giant fake mustache, and every time the child is bad, they have to wear the mustache. That, if I was a child, would traumatize me into being.
There's so much lazy parenting. It's like they couldn't be bothered to stop this child or get up and do something because it was interrupting their meal. That's the thing that bugs me.
Yeah, they didn't do it because of laziness. They took intent upon their steak to do any disciplinary action, and they couldn't be bothered. Mm. And we all had to put up with it.
It was funny watching
Ben because he winced every time the drill
every
hit a particular
time.
Note. It was just a particular note, and then he just go, and then it was rather amusing.
I think I should be able to come out and eat a meal in a nice public restaurant, like Coco's. What
we should do is we should have,
Not have to endure
the
banshee whale.
The parents weren't paying very much attention to her. We should have thrown little bits of bread at the child.
That could have been fun. That could have been very fun.
These spoons as catapults, you know. Or I'll get some pepper, like walk past like we're going to the bathroom and just casually blow some pepper into the child's eyes.
I
or one of the parents. That would teach them what's for.
I wholly endorse your child abuse.
Yes, thank you.